The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah on Daf Samach Daled discusses the case of Psicha B'Noilad. The Mishnah brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether we're Pesach B'Noilad or not Pesach B'Noilad. Now, Psicha B'Noilad means that a person wants to give a Pesach for his nether because some unforeseen circumstance arose. In other words, he made a nether, and then something changed in the circumstance, and because of this change, he would like to use this as a Pesach for his nether. So this halacha is very negeya. Very often a person would like to be chayzer from a nether and be pesach with a nether because of change in circumstance. So I want to go through the sugya of Noilad to try and bring out the various halachal maisa that comes out of this case of Noilad. Mitzvah Hashem, this year and the next year, we'll try and discuss some of the issues the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Pesachim discuss as far as Noilad is concerned. Now, the Gemara says that brings down how Rabbi Lazar brought a raya to his shita that Noilad works, that a person can be Pesach b'Noilad, from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim, he made a shvua that he's never going to return to Mitzrayim, and then the Torah relates how the Rebbe Shalom came to Moshe and said that he could go back to Mitzrayim, ki mesu kol anoshim v'akshim es nafshecha, since all the people that would like to kill you are dead, therefore you have a right to go ahead and be shoyel on your nether. That is the Pesach the Rebbe Shalom gave him to be Pesach in his nether. So Rabbi Lezer says that we see from here that the person can be Pesach b'Noilad. The Chomer Matcha, they say that no, it's not a raya, because it doesn't mean that they died, it means they became poor. And Rabbi Hashem soon will get into what the raya is. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that from our Gemara, it's Mavur, that according to us, and that was according to the Chachamim, that Noilad is not a good Pesach. It's not pshat that Chachamim made some sort of gzeira against Noilad. Rather, it's a din d'oraisa that Noilad does not work. Because the Gemara, we asked on Rabbi Elazar, my time with Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar? And the Gemara goes on to bring psukim that support Rabbi Elazar's shita, and that's the source of his shita. The source of the shita that Noilad works. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out, let's say Noilad would just be a tekana, this that we're not pesach, but Noilad would just be a tekana d'rabanan. So then why does the Gemara ask my time with Rabbi Elazar? To the contrary, the Gemara should say, my time with Rabbanon. Why is it the Rabbanon asks Noilad? It must be that this that Rabbi Lezer asks Noilad, this that the Chachamim hold, that Noilad doesn't work, that's a din min haTorah, that Noilad does not work. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer had to bring a raya from the Torah that Noilad does work. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that why should Noilad not work from the Torah? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains there's an umdina that when a person says that he would not make the nether because of the Noilad, it's not true. Since it's an unforeseen circumstance, so therefore he would have made the nether even if he had known that there's a chance that Noilad would happen. And therefore, the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is that this that he says, that he would never make the nether, is only Omer min asofa v'lechot. He doesn't really mean what he's saying, that when he says he wouldn't have made this nether on this chance. Rather, we have assumption, it means the derisive assumption, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that he's saying so, but he certainly does not mean it. Now, it comes out of Nafka Mina, and this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying that nether that we're pesach from Noilad is not a good hatara min hatara. There's two Nafka Minas. First of all, let's say the Taka Beis Din made a mistake, and they were pesach from Noilad. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that if a guy's after that, he's over in his nether, we'll give him Malkus. Because since Min HaTorah, the Pesach was not a good Pesach, so therefore the nether is intact, and therefore, when he's over in it, he's over in Issa D'Raisa. Another Nafkamin will make is, let's say, a person's Pesach the Noilad, and now he has a Suffolk whether the nether is appropriate. For example, let's say he made a nether, he doesn't remember which kikar he made it on. So do we say Suffolk to Abban al-Hakal? Or not. So since Noilad, the Pesach b'Noilad, like Rosh Hashanah Zalman is saying, is the problem in Torah, knows when Torah does not work. So therefore, he has a Suffolk derisa in his hands, and he has to go l'chumra. The Rishayim address whether Noilad works on a Dover Harogel. Now, let's say there's a circumstance which it's true it did not exist at the time the nether was made, but it's very frequent that such a circumstance arises. Do we say in that case that there's also a problem of being Pesach Benoilit or not? So there's a number of Rishonim that hold that the Bedavar Shchiyach is not, it's not a problem to be Matur Neder with the Pesach of a Noilit that's Shchiyach. Ryan holds like that, the Rosh holds like that, and that passes the Shita of most Rishonim. The Rishonim bring a riot to this concept that a Noilit that's frequent to come up, the Shchiyach, that it works, that you could have such a Pesach from our Gemara. Like we said before, the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that the Rebbe Shalom said that kimesu kol noshim hamvakshim es nashecha. So Rebbe Lezer says that nisa is noilad. And the Gemara answers, no, that it doesn't mean nisa, it means anias. So what's the difference between nisa and anias? What does the Gemara mean to say when it says that it's not nisa, rather it's anias? So these Rishonim say what it means is because even though nisa is not shriach, Anias is Shriach, like the Gemara says, Anias is a Dover Miskalgol Ba'olam, and therefore that's what the Gemara means when it says that the Chacham answered that it's referring to Anias and not to Misa. Now the question over here is that the Rambam, the Beis Yosef Mizdaik, the Kesef Mishnah Mizdaik, the Mizdaik and the Rambam does not make this distinction about the Noilad, if it's Ruggel to happen, it's not Ruggel to happen. And the Kesef Mishnah is Mizdaik from there, the Rambam does not draw this distinction. He holds that every Noilad is Usur, even Noilad that will frequently happen, that's also an Isur, that also, the person cannot use that as a Pesach either. So the question is, how did the Rambam learn our Gemara? Now if you look at the Mefarish, it's called Rashi, over here in our Masechta it's called Rashi, but really they say it's the Mefarish, it's not Rashi. The way the Mefarish explains the Gemara, when it says, that they became poor, that the Dustin of Avim became poor, he says, the Rambam was saying that they were already poor. And the Ritva also learns like that, that when it says that they became poor, it doesn't mean that they came in the future poor, but rather, when Moshe Benu made that Shvua, they had already become poor. Now the obvious question is, then the Shita Mekubetz has asked this Kasha on this Mahalach, that how can you possibly learn the Shakavataya is, that they were poor b'shas the nether. If they were poor at the time of the nether, so then it has nothing to do with becoming poor. By the same token, they could have been, they could learn misa, means kipshutai misa. Why does the Gemara change the explanation of what misa is and use that as an answer to noilad? To the extent that we're going to say that it was already existed then, so what's the difference between Misa and Anias? It's the Ikra of Chasim and the Sefer. In fact, the whole Teretz is Chasim and the Sefer. It has nothing to do. It comes out according to the way these Rishonim are learning. It has nothing to do with the fact that it became poor. It's entirely to do with the fact that it happened B'Shas the Neder. So Yisavach Tzom Sofer addresses this question. He wants to answer that we can only if you say that what happened was they became poor, can we say that they were poor b'shas the nether? Because he says, it's unlikely Moshe Rabbeinu would not have heard, had they really died, it's unlikely that Moshe Rabbeinu would not have heard that they died when he made the nether. That such a thing is very common. Everyone knows that someone was nifter. However, if you say that it means they became poor, the derech is that people who become poor very frequently would like to hide this poorness, and they do everything they could to obscure from society the fact that they're poor. And that's what the Gemara means when it says they became poor, and therefore, and it means, like we're saying from these Yishayim, from the Fire Hashem, to Ritva, that it means that they were poor b'shas the nether. Another ra'iyah the Rishonim bring, that Noilad is not a problem for something that's Shriyah to come, is from the Gemara about the story, the famous story in the Gemara in Daf Nun brings about Kalba Savua, that Rabbi Kiva married the daughter of Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Savua, and when he did that, Kalba Savua answered him, he made a nether from all against Rabbi Kiva, from all his nechasim. So the Gemara brings that after Rabbi Kiva came back, as the Gadol Hadar is surrounded by his tens of thousands of Talmidim, so Kalba Savua came to him and asked him to be matur his nether. So Rabbi Kiva asked, were you neither on the Das, Al Das Gavir Rabba? Did you have in mind that even if he comes to Gavir Rabba? And Kalba Savua replied that even if he learns, were to learn one parak of Gemara, of Shas, he also wouldn't have made this nether. So Rabbi Kiva said that, it's him, and therefore he's Matur's nether. So Yishayim ask that that becoming a Gavra Rabba, that wasn't B'shas the Neder. B'shas the Neder, Rabbi Akiva was an Amoret. So how could Rabbi Akiva be Matur based on his becoming a Gavra Rabba? That is certainly Noilad. So the Ran answers this Kasha L'shitasai, that he says that a Dover Shchiach is not Noilad. Something that's likely to happen is a Dover Shchiach. And the Ran says that that learning, since Kabbalah Savua agreed that even had Rabbi Akiva learned even one parak, he would not have been matter him, so that certainly is a davar ragil, that someone who goes to learn should at least learn a parak echad, and therefore it's not noilad, and therefore Rabbi Akiva was able to matter the neder of Kabbalah Savua. Now I just want to point out that Al-Khair is somewhat shver on the Ran, because Rabbi Akiva did not ask him about parak echad. Rabbi Akiva just asked him, were you neither a daita de gavar rabba? Had it's mashma, the simple reading of the Gemara's mashma, that had he responded that no, I wasn't neither a daita de gavar rabba, Rabbi Akiva would have matter him. So really, it's a little bit difficult to understand how the Ran is understanding, just because it's true that the story ended, that he said, perek echad, how does that really answer the Ran's question about how could Rabbi Akiva be perseich neilad? And Be'emes, if you look in Taisis and Maseches Tzuvis, he also discusses the story of Rukiva and Kabbalah Savua, and he also asks the Ran's question that it's Noilad. And Tosfos says that someone who goes to learn, it's a Shchiach, it's very likely he's going to become a Gavra Rabba. And Lachari, what Tosfos means to say, it's like we're saying, that the Mishmaisa of the Gemara is, the Rukiva asked, were you Noida a Daita the Gavra Rabba? And it's Masha, the Rukiva would have been Matar, even had Kabbalah Savua said, that just that he would not be Noida a Daita the Gavra Rabba. So you have to say, Lachar, to answer the Ran, that this, the Rekiva asked him, were you neither a daita de gavra rabba? That was not the end of this conversation. He was just trying to manipulate the conversation to elicit from Kalva Savua that even a perek echad wouldn't have been neither. And Rekiva, this that he said about gavra rabba, was just that way it puts an extra emphasis on the fact that he could, that he takesh daidais. But really, Rabbi Akiva was relying on the fact that he knew Kabbalah Savua would say that even a Perek Echad, he also would not have made the Neder. And that, like the Ran says, a Perek Echad is not Ragalava, and therefore it's not a problem of being Matur B'Noilad. Now it's also likely that the Ran did not like Tosfos Mahalach, because Tosfos says the right people who go become a Gavra Rabba. And the Gemara says that only a Echad Mini Elif is Yotzei L'Eira. So it's not mashma that right people who go become a Gavra Rabba. So we have to say, L'Chayra, to answer Tosfos, is that this that it says Echad, meaning only one in a thousand become Yotzei L'Eira, that's talking about people who enter Cheder. They learn by some Malamed. But if someone goes, like Rabbi Akiva did, to the Chacham Yisrael, to the Tanoim, then right such people do become a Gavra Rabba, and that's what you have to say, L'Chayra, to have to learn in Tosfos. How it's not a problem of Noilad, because the Shchiach that will become a Gavra Rabba. Now, these two roots in the Rishonim say that it's the case, and to answer up the case of Rabbi Akiva, they only work if you say that by Noilad that's Ragil, Noilad that's likely to happen, you know, it's not a problem of Noilad. So, like we said before, the Shita of the Rambam is that even Noilad that's Ragil to happen is still a problem of Noilad. So the question is, how does the Rambam explain the story with Rabbi Akiva and Kalba Savua? Now, if you look carefully at the Rambam, when he discusses this din of Noilad, he says, he speaks out that the reason why Noilad doesn't work is because he has no charata on his shvuah, so therefore ain paisel like bedavar zeh. So since he does not nichem, he has no charata whatsoever on his shvuah, that's why noilad doesn't work. So the Kesef Vishnah says that really is the way the Rambam learns the story of Rabbi Akiva. Like we said that how was Rabbi Akiva able to find the pesach from the fact that he's a gavra rabba? It's the case of noilad. So he says that the Rambam learns that the only time Noilad doesn't work is if the person would really prefer to have his neder, and just because of the Noilad, therefore he can't have his neder. For example, in our case in the Mishnah, the person hates someone, he makes a neder against that person, and then this person, to his chagrin, this becomes the Sefer Ha'ir, and what can he do? He needs the Paisik, and there's nothing he can do. He's got to come on to this person. So therefore he would like to be Chav Paisach, make a Pesach, on his neder from this circumstance, this circumstance that arose of this person becoming a Talmud Chacham. However, Be'etzim, had the person got his way, his friend would not be the Paisik, someone else would have been the Paisik, and then that way he could have kept his neder, because he really does not like this person. So he would much prefer to keep his neder in effect. It's just he has no bravery, so he wants it to be matzah the neder. Masha Inkain, in the story of Kalba Savua certainly did not want to make a neder against his son-in-law. Nobody likes to do that. So he certainly would have preferred that his son-in-law become a Talmud Chacham, and then he wouldn't need a neder. So therefore, in this case, he's really noichim, he really has charata on the etzim ha-shvua. Now this machlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim about whether Noilad, which is likely to happen, is a problem being using as a Pesach, really that represents a fundamental disagreement in the underlying principle of why we can't be matter with the Pesach of Noilad. If you look, the reason the Rosh and the Ran, they give in our Sugya, the reason why you can't be Pesach Noilad is a very pragmatic reason that, like we said before, at the outset of the Shir, since the Noilad is not likely to happen, so therefore, even if the person had thought about it, B'shas the Nether, they still would not have refrained from making the Nether based on the Noilad, because they wouldn't really believe that would happen. And like we said in the Aruch HaShulchan, even the person said that he thought about this event, eventuality, he would not have made the Nether. Still, it's been a Sofa L'chot, there's an Umdana, like you said for Shana Zaman, it's an Umdana in the Torah, that he does not mean he would not really mean to refrain from making a neder based on this unlikely, unforeseen circumstance. However, if you look at the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis, the way he explains the inyan of Noilad, the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis explains the reason why Noilad does not work is because Noilad has to be that given the circumstance under which I made the neder, so something in that circumstance I have to be mischarid about. But if the circumstance has changed, and only in the changed circumstance, that's where I have a charata, that's where I don't want to make the neder, the chum hold that that's the problem of noilad, because there's no chasarin in my gof neder. My neder is a very good neder, given the circumstance as it was when I made the neder, my concerns and my reason for making a neder were completely valid, and that never changed. So that's not a pesach to neder. So now we can understand very clearly why the Rambam holds that it does not make a difference whether or not the Noilad is Ragalovai or not Ragalovai. Because either way, even if it's Ragalovai, even if the circumstance is likely to change, that doesn't change, but still, since it did not exist at the time of the Nether, that would be a problem in the Pesach. According to Rambam, that Pesach would not work. We also understand why it is that that the Beis Yosef is saying, because the Mishnah is saying that had I known that in the case of Kalba Savua, that since Be'etzim he would have liked, even B'shas the Nether he would have liked to be able to not be Madar Rikiva. So therefore, since he really does not want the Nether, even B'shas Maisa, that's why such a Noilad would not have a problem of being Paseach B'Noilad. Alalach L'Maisa, the vast majority of the Rishonim hold that you could be Paseach in a Noilad Aragel. The Tor Paskins like that in Simir Yishuv Ches, and that's Lalach L'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Beis, says, Lehedya, Ein Paiskin Ela B'davar Ahoyver Raga L'Shchiach Tuva. Well, Ein Paiskin B'milsad L'Shchiach Tuva. That's the way he brings this halacha, and that the only problem of Noilad is, like we said from Rav Yishayim, that it's only if it's something that's unlikely to happen. And really, the theme of all the Nisei Kalim, nobody says is Ma'ir, that there's another Shita in the Rishonim. So certainly that's Halacha L'maisa, that a person could make a Pesach out of a Noilad that struggled to happen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.